This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Always fun to talk to Steve. Goldie Goldstein from Scripps Sports Panthers TV voice joins us this morning. Gold, just when you've seen just about every kind of playoff win possible.
Yeah.
You're down 2-1, 4 minutes left, and you get two defensemen for the Panthers who scored two goals 11 seconds apart to take the lead. You can't make this stuff up, man.
You cannot, especially when scoring chances, Joe, and shots, because these two teams have been so good defensively, really at a premium. I mean, the Panthers, I really couldn't believe they were down 2-1 in that game because they had given up absolutely nothing to the Lightning. So I guess it was fitting that it goes that way. And, yeah, for Ekblad and Jones, I mean – and Bill Zito's trade deadline pickups with Marchand getting 2 points in the game and Jones getting the game winner. 100%. You cannot make it up because it was so hard to get scoring chances. And I'm not even sure the Jones one is even a scoring chance. It's just a shot from the point that goes in off their guy. It was stunning. And besides game seven last year, when Reinhart scored and when they won the thing, it's as loud as I've ever heard that building.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody has said, like, it's been at different level, the home crowd for the Panthers. It is amazing. I just kind of sit back, Gold, when you and I are doing radio and this thing just starting, and it had its nice little run at the Miami Arena, and then it kind of died out there for years. And then this thing is like, it works, man. People are frigging going nuts.
You know, I always thought that because, you know, and you talked about when we were together in the mid-90s, you know, we do those watch parties during the 96 playoffs. Remember, we watched the game seven, you know, together when they beat Pittsburgh, when Tommy Fitzgerald scored the goal. And it was alive then. So you knew, you know, the people were there and the fans were there. But you can't go, you know, a decade or two without winning. And, you know, the league, unfortunately, had to do it for financial reasons. There was a couple of work stoppages during that. And even on the odd good year that they had, like in 2012, when they made the playoffs and played that great seven-game series against the Devils, the next year, it was a work stoppage to start the season. And the team, when they came back, wasn't very good. So I always thought that if there was a sustained period of winning and exciting and players that were going to be signed and be here for a while that you could attach yourself to, that it could work. But they've taken it to a whole new level. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk, Joe, the guy is the face of hockey in the United States, and he plays for the Panthers. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, the star power is a big part of it, too. People can relate to the same players they see year after year making big play after big play. So the NHL, you and I have been talking about this one for a few days. They sent a little bit of a message, and I'm not so sure it was just for this game tonight. I think it was around the league. Knock it off with Aaron Ekblad getting a two-game suspension. What was your take?
You know, that's a pretty interesting thought. I hadn't, you know, really delved into it from that perspective, that kind of telling everybody around the league, hey, guys, you know, some of the stuff that's been going on may be getting over the line. First, let me say, those guys have the hardest job. You know, like, they're watching the video, the player safety. They don't take lightly. These guys played the game. Taking guys out of playoff games, you know, it's former players that run that thing. George Parros actually played for the Panthers. So people need to realize they're not taking lightly about, oh, yeah, let them just sit for a game or two in the playoffs. They know what that means. And they want the players on the ice. But everybody's got that line. You know, there's been some fines for some pregame antics in the Ottawa-Toronto series in Montreal against Washington. They fined the team, some stuff going on during warm-ups there. So, you know, I kind of look at it, Joe. It is what it is. You have a hit like that. You're able to dissect it for 24 hours at every video angle.
Right.
You know, you got to learn. This is why you need depth, honestly. There's injuries. There's suspensions. This stuff happens all the time. You got to learn to play without guys. I think it's unfortunate that he gets two games on that. But, you know, I know those guys got a really tough job, and it's interesting what you brought up. Maybe it's a little bit of a message to the entire league.
Yeah, just maybe a little too chippy. By the way, we talked a lot about this, and you can agree or you can do Billy Lindsay didn't want to touch it yesterday. Barkov hit by Hagel, and there's a little payoff. Listen, Barkov's one of the best players in the league and best player on the team. He gets a cheap shot, and his old buddy Aaron Ekblad, they're two of the original number one still on this team. The Panthers drafted. Could that be, I got your back on this, I'm not letting this go yet?
Well, I don't know if in that specific, you know, in that split moment. You know, the puck was there. I'll say that. It's the other thing about a two-game suspension. The puck was there. You know, they are a physical team. They are a together team. And they will stick up for each other. I mean, we've seen that over time. They've talked about that. So, you know, in that particular situation, and you know, Joe, you played in the NFL, no one ever knows, and in a split-second decision, you may not even be thinking at all. So I'm not saying the Panthers, by any stretch, were trying to run around and find Hagel. You know, Tkachuk got a pretty good hit-in on Gensel at the end of game two, or the end of game three. That may have been one, hey, you know, if we're hitting stars, you know, right. You know, all game is – but that's the playoffs, man. Yeah. You know, you – like, people were asking, should Matthew Tkachuk be suspended? I think it's a crazy question. I mean, the guy had the puck. He makes the pass. He's admiring his pass. And Tkachuk hits him from the front right in the mid-body. So, you know, that's the great – honestly, all this stuff, I think, is what makes the Stanley Cup playoffs great. Every year we're talking about this hit and that hit and who intended to do what and all that. And that just adds to the it adds to the fervor. The bottom line is, this is a great team. Physicality is part of their game. They try to do it, you know, in the body and between the whistles all the time. I guess it doesn't always work out that way.
Gold, by the way, the 5-minute penalty kill and their penalty killing overall has just been unbelievable. The defense, even in front of Big Bob, is as good as you've seen the way they're playing.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. I mean, they didn't get a shot on goal on that 5-minute. Now, they've killed 15 out of 16 in the series against the best power play in the league. And on half their power plays, they haven't even had a shot against Sergei Bobrovsky. Again, I think it goes, you know, front office. Bill Zito does such a great job, Joe, and his staff, of looking at, okay, you know, very calmly, what do we need? And he looked at that penalty kill. And they said, yeah, we got Barkov and Reinhardt and Lundell and Lostarinen. And, you know, maybe we could use a couple more guys. Maybe we can keep those guys a little bit fresher. So what does he do? He goes out and gets Nico Sturm from the San Jose Sharks, a great penalty killer, great faceoff guy. And everything that Marchand brings to the table, one of the things no one really talks about, is he's a great penalty killer. So now you got six guys doing it. Everybody's fresher. Everyone can get off the ice quicker. And if they win this series, and if they win this game tonight here in Tampa, that penalty kill and its personnel and execution will be a big reason why.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. Really, really good stuff. Hey, Gold, what do you expect tonight? I mean, I know it's going to be – they're going to go after and probably do it a clean way or as clean as they can. But what do you ever get a feel for these games? You've seen so many of these Panther-Tampa Bay games.
You know, this is an interesting one because I don't buy into it. I don't know if you do. The momentum game to game. There's some people thinking Tampa shot. You know, they lost that game late. The way they lost it, I don't really buy into it. These guys are going to be full bore. They've won three games in a row a million times over the last decade in winning two Stanley Cups and going to the final four times. So I think they're going to come out guns a-blazing. I do think if the Panthers can get on top of them, because the Panthers are so good when they get leads, it'll be really tough. I think we're going to see just a little bit less of some of the stuff we've seen the last couple of games because, you know, everybody knows what's on the line.
Yeah.
Now there's been suspensions both ways. Hagel is hurt. He's not going to play. Obviously, Ekblad is out. And the Panthers have put themselves through all of this in a great position. I mean, I don't know many people that thought Florida would be up 3-1 going into Game 5.
Yeah, no, man. And by the way, some of the guys, the way they're playing, including Tkachuk, who misses 2 months, and I mean, come on, man. 2 months off, and there's no rust. It's incredible. By the way, before I let you go, the luckiest people I know, it got to be Amerant Bank. And those guys put their name during one of the greatest stretches of sports that we had down here. The Panthers are going through now for a third year since they put their name on that building. It's incredible for those guys. I mean, you talk about big winners besides the fan base. Amerant Bank's not doing bad.
Jerry Plush has the magic touch, man. I mean, let him
Jerry.
Name your house, Joe. It'll go up in value to $12 million probably.
Hey.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, the fact he's a big sports fan makes it obviously even better about the whole thing. Orly, I just think of those guys, I start cracking up going, they're just in heaven like, hey, let's play another 15 or 20 games. What the hell? Let's do it again. Go.
Well, you know, unlike Jerry, you know, Jerry's got the name on the building, Amerant Bank Arena, and is a great synergy. I think Orly, our man OG, he actually takes credit for the win. So that's the difference there between Jerry and Orly, you know, a little bit of a difference.
Hey.
A little bit.
Hey, you do know Orly after all. Gosh darn it, boy. You hit that right there. Yeah. All right. Hey, Gold, thanks, man. Good. Have a good one tonight. We'll be watching. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Joe.
All right. Steve Goldie Goldstein. Let's go home, baby. Scripps Sports Panthers TV voice joining us this morning. Amerant Bank, man. Put your damn name on that building. It's over everything now. They can just stop all the other advertising. Just put Amerant Bank out there.
That Let's Go Home, Baby thing, by the way.
That's awesome. Listen, man.
That's one of the best lines
hey, man,
we
you,
have
you
going.
Have to sell me. That's my guy, man. He is.
You have a battle between that and Eric Reed's Kaboom.
He is. Those are two of my favorite guys, man.
They do. They make the game
fun. By the way,
fun.
I've been with those guys for a long, long time.
You never heard Goldie playing basketball, though, right?
No, only okay. Eric. Right, only good, Eric. Good. And Ira took him to the hospital. I kept playing. You love that story, man.
I do.
That's when we used to play basketball and we played tennis.
No wonder you're always defending these dirty hits.
I got to tell you.
You probably played that way.
Eric Reed's had really bad luck around me. Eric Reed, we're playing tennis. He opens up a can of tennis balls and slices his finger. Had to go to the emergency room.
Really?
And I said, dude, I'm going to see him play. I did it to him twice. I go, you're on your own, okay?
But you sent him on his own to the emergency room?
Yeah. I had to stay
and
play.
Bleeding?
Well, the other one was really bad. We had to take him to emergency. Well, I didn't, but Ira called me later and said, Eric's okay. And I go, good. Let me finish this game. I'll call about Eric later.
Wait, so he slices his hand open with a tennis ball can.
You know how they do it? And they go, shh.
I know.
Makes that sound like
very sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like opening a can of soup or something. And
that's
so
not
you,
funny, smart ass.
So you just sent him, you just said, all right, you know, I'm going to go find another game. I hope you feel better.
He just took off. Yeah, it was bleeding. Wow. It was bad.
Okay.
Poor Eric's had bad luck. And he still likes me. It's incredible. Hey, by the way, we got to go to break here, but I do want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. Woody, man, you know, you didn't tell me Mother's Day is coming up Sunday, May 11th. And you know what that means every year for me? Hello, Jeff, Amanda at Beverly's Jewelers off Commercial Boulevard. Hello. Yes, I'll be down a few days before. I want to get something, a little something now. We don't have to go big, big birthday or anniversary, but Mother's Day's up there. Big one for me. God only knows I put that woman through for 30 years, man. Beverly's Jewelers, man, has been my jeweler for a long, long time, man. Going way back to this wife, yes. Incredible offer going on right now. Stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond. VVS Clarity E-Color set and a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. And you're going, it sounds too good. Go see it. Go take a look. They've got them in there. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes are available. Similar savings, but hurry. This deal's for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's and have for more than 30 years. Just just been with me for a long time, man. We've been through a lot. I've watched all the kids and now the grandkids growing up, man. I just know this. Beverly's Jewelers is really going to take good care of you. They're in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard. Birthdays, anniversaries, any special occasions, and especially the diamond engagement ring. Whether you're on a budget or you need something big and fancy, Beverly's really got everything for you. Still family-owned. Go to BevJewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joe, before we get back to it, I got a few things to get people caught up on here. First, weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Looks like you can open up a fresh can of balls today, Joe. 75 degrees and sunny.
Oh, that smell of popping a fresh can of.
Someone asked you to stick your nose in there and take a big whiff. You got to, right?
Oh, man.
And you're a fresh can every match, right?
I don't want to say, then people, oh, look at that. He's got money.
Yeah, that's
so
okay.
They're
not that expensive. What's a thing of balls? Like $6 now?
That's all I get for my birthday. That's all I ask for. A big
tennis
box,
balls?
Just tennis balls.
Okay.
Occasionally a new racket.
Also,
I'm real low maintenance in a relationship.
Yeah, so I hear. Also, we have WKIM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars presented by Ed Moore's Sawgrass Auto Mall. It is back Friday, May 9th at Tabacona Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is a free event. Just stop on by Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Tabacona Plantation Walk. Again, it is free. Presented by Ed Moore's Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online. At EdmoreSawgrass.com, you do have to be 21 to attend the event.
All right, so Chris Atkins does a great job over there.
Big horse.
Big horse.
Yep.
Super big horse. And, of course, Teddy, we've known for a long time and been friends with Teddy for a long time over there. But I got to tell you, man, moving that thing to Friday night, I hope everybody can come out. Now we can have some fun. A little rough, man, when they had that. What was the last time we had that thing? Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, you had to keep yourself under control.
Yeah,
this
man.
One, we'll wheel you back home.
No, not that bad. What are you making me sound like a drunk? I wish you wouldn't do that.
Am I?
I mean, you
like to have fun.
Well, you see me a little liquored up. I'm not saying you haven't seen me that way, but no, it's going to be fun, man. First of all, all our guys are going to be there. We all get along. It's great. Channing's going to be at this one.
I like drunk Joe.
I think you're fun. You know, I'm just getting where you were great at the Panther Parade.
That was my favorite performance.
I
of
was
yours.
Not my best.
You were great. What are you talking about?
You know what?
Don't worry about anyone that gives you a hard time if you act crazy when you're drunk. Don't worry about it.
You're a bad fraternity guy. I thought you had my back. And you
I do
put
have
it
your
out
back.
There, and then I got. Listen.
I thought you were great at the event.
I mean, great. Great after 12 beers.
Fantastic. By the way. Joe, kind of on the topic we were on before, we got to give a shout-out here on Twitter. 305 Sports Babe weighing in here on the topic we were talking about. And she said they are 1,000% right, how the Dolphins totally hide their players and coaching staff from going on the radio, even Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Yeah, Brady did a weekly too, didn't he?
Both of them did. Yeah, on different sports radio stations up there, yes.
Said, with the talk of the Dolphins for years, it's unfortunate the Dolphins organization is so closed off to them. I cannot, let's see, going on some lower-key podcast to protect, but come on. put them on the Joe Rose Show. Joe does so much for the Dolphins. It is truly embarrassing that Mike McDaniel won't go on his show. Glad they are ripping them this morning. Thank you, 305 Sports
Babe. No, thanks to Sports Babe for doing that.
Yeah.
I even stuttered in there a little bit to get that out. But, no, I appreciate the thoughts. I'm just not going to force anybody, and I'm not, you know, they want to come on, great, but there's just, if I could just tell you behind the scenes, I know Woody's gone through most of it with me and with teams, especially teams that are on the air with us here. And I'm just, you know, stuff pops up or somebody acts up and, hey, can you not? No, you can't do that. So anyway,
a lot of that stuff bothers me though, but
yeah, it bothers me, but you know what, man, we still want to do and put on the best we can. And sometimes by doing that, say what you want, man, you can say and do. And Mad Dog was big on this thing. Like, hey man, don't worry about what they get with the teams in the old days. He said, you say what you want. They go, hey man, if they don't like what you say, well, you could have given me somebody and we could have heard, you know, a different story. Or something. But
it's funny when you go from training camp, we go out to the Dolphins and then we go down to the University of Miami where they have great leadership with Joe Echevarria who's running things over there and
the
Mario
president,
and those guys are very refreshing to deal with people like that because they get it.
It starts at the top, as you said. Mario's been great. Mario likes people. Listen, Mario likes people out there, period. He wants people to see what they're doing, how they're doing it. He wants everybody to see it. He wants parents to see it. He wants everybody to see it. And by the way, Joe, and I'm not sitting here ranking great presidents of all time at the University of Miami, but I got to tell you, man, this guy, when sports fans go, oh, that person never cared about, this guy cares about sports. This guy wants a university to be really good at every sport. And he is making sure that all the things need to get done. And he's been fantastic. He cares, you know, about the medical side of this thing, right? He cares about not only health care, but he cares about academics. And he loves the sports. And the sports.
He's done an amazing job. By the way, I think they hit a massive home run with Jay Lucas, with basketball. I think they really hit a home run there,
well,
man.
Again, but nothing.
Did you see the amount of guys that are coming?
Yeah, because he knows how to play this game. You got to get the Marios and Coach Lucas. You got to get those kind of guys in today's game. It's not for every guy my age or older.
Mario really embraced the NIL stuff from the beginning, though. Remember when all the other guys were fighting it?
Well, listen, when they're complaining,
whatever, Mario was like, bring it on,
when
man.
When he's getting their players and they're accusing him, or now they're saying, look at what Miami's doing. Look, Miami's had to take that crap from everybody that's doing it to them for years. How's it feel? How's it feel if somebody's going to go, no, if this is about, and the kid really wants to play here and it's money, we got some money too. We can do this. We can do this thing as well. By the way, Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio, NBA TV is going to join us.
Is he going to fire Riley?
I don't think so. I think he's a Pat Riley guy, but I don't know.
He's an old school guy, Geltz, but it's a very, very tricky,
I got to tell you, man,
subject here, isn't it?
So, well, because there's a group of stuff that's going on in today's sports that I'm having trouble with. I work with it, but I don't like it. Does that make sense? I'm not going to do it. Bo comes on. He just like, Bo's had it. Bo's filter's gone. He doesn't like it. But yeah, guys, like certain guys can be on time. It's not that big a deal. You're making that much out of, or you're making that much that there's a different set of rules around, or, hey, you know, we don't do this, or, oh, he called me out the way he talked to me. And I'm like, what is this stuff? Well, nobody ever talked to me like that growing up. Yeah, nobody talked to me like that growing up either. Oh, man. All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got Geltzy going to join us. We come back, we'll talk to him. Pat Riley, man, is the culture cracked? Yes. Yes, it is right now. And usually there's been an answer and there's been a new year and you're going, hey, man, they can get it done because Riles pulls off – And I'm looking right now after they said we're going to run it back last year, and now part of the they're going to run it back team is gone. He's out in Golden State being acting like playoff Jimmy, who ran himself right out of here, did everything, wrote a new book on how to get out of town when you want to.
They're going
to
win that damn series, aren't they? Knock off the Rockets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're going to win the whole thing. That's what
well,
I'm
Well, they might.
Of. It's not so crazy.
There's, I don't know, can you put tell me which team is like by far and away the best?
Oklahoma
it's
City.
It's tough right now, man. Oklahoma City looks good, but
I know. You know, you just got to
see. Let's see when they actually get tested by someone.
Yeah. By the way, you hear Stephen A. say this.
I don't hear anything Stephen A. says, so whatever you're telling me is going to be new to me.
I and nobody calls him out because he's gotten so powerful over there, but Stephen A. said, I heard him say Draymond Green is more important than Jimmy Butler to that team. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Thank you for making my choice to not listen to him a good one.
Did
he really say that?
Yeah. Shaking my head. Hey, tell you what I'm not shaking my head about this morning. Is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage? Listen up, man. You need to get a mortgage and get it quickly. You found a place you really want to buy, and you need to get approved. Well, whether you're a first-time home buyer, he's got great rates for you. He can get you approved. He's got a program for you. Matter of fact, fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed and been declined by the banks? Don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a program for you, too. I've been telling everybody. They go, well, why should I go to this guy, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage? You've been talking about him forever. And I go, well, how about great service? How about getting approved and being able to get approved in half the time of the big banks? Because this guy is getting a lot of the work done on a weekend when you call him, because he wants you to call him and text him 7 days a week. He'll get back to you. He's about great service. Hey, reverse mortgage is more popular than ever with the folks 62 and older. You and your spouse, you qualify. And if you're sitting there with all that equity in your home and going, man, I could really use that money, like a bank account that I'm living in every day. Call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Get this work done. Go to Google Reviews first. Go to the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about Michael Kotze, who does unbelievable work. He has no life because he's always working. It's work 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business. Michael Kotze. MLS 166254, rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM, NBA Radio, and NBA TV. And, boy, all right, so we're going to try to get Geltzy back here. We just lost him here while I'm pumping him up here. But wanted to get Geltzy on to talk this morning a little bit about what is going on right now and starting to pick up down here. You probably hear it nationally as well as locally. A lot of people are saying, hey, Pat's 80 years old. He needs to step down. There's a crack in the culture. We're not sure he can fix it. Whether it's Jimmy Butler, and you're bothered the fact that Jimmy Butler is playing like playoff Jimmy, but a lot of people think Pat Riley needs to step down. Brian Geltzeiler joins us this morning. Geltzy, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are we doing?
Well, listen, you probably starting to hear some of the noise yourself about Pat Riley and let's run it back a year ago. He said, let's run it back, and we need Tyler and we need Jimmy to play more games, and I'm not giving him his extension. And, you know, he's a little rough on him in that press conference a year ago, and now Jimmy looks like he's playing some of his best basketball in Golden State. So people are fired up. What do you do if you're – what are your thoughts on Pat Riley, first of all?
Pat Riley should leave when he wants to leave. Pat Riley has not proven that he can't do this anymore. He made a decision on Jimmy Butler. Listen, Butler's playing great, but this is Jimmy Butler. He's got his money. When he has his money, he will put full effort in. The thing for the Heat is this. The Heat have gotten stuck in the middle because Riley has been stubborn on trying to compete year in and year out. The other thing that has happened is that draft-wise, they haven't hit, you know, since Adebayo and Hero, they haven't hit a lot out of the park. Let's face it, you know, Jaime Jaquez is limited. He's not, and there's not a ton of upside there. I think they expected a little more at this stage out of Jovic. Like, it hasn't, It hasn't gone great on the drafting side, but this is not just on Pat Riley. Pat Riley has earned the right in Miami to leave when he's ready to leave. Let's not turn around and paint him to be the village idiot because these results didn't go in the way that the Heat fans wanted them to go. And let's face it, in some ways, Heat fans have been spoiled with as good as Riley has been. This is a situation that's in dire need of some level of a rebuild. Now, listen, are they loaded with picks? No, but they have some picks. You know, there's certain deals that were made that were like the Terry Rozier deal was a disaster. I'm transparent. I liked it at the time. I didn't think it was going to go south in this way. I thought Rozier would fit the program. He didn't. You know, keep in mind, think about how much worse this would have been for the Heat if they had actually traded for Damian Lillard, where the Bucks got caught holding the bag for a guy that was finished and really didn't have it anymore. Like, it could have gone much worse for Miami here. I think the Heat have to break this thing down. You cannot get seduced in the fact that you won two playoff games. It was a 37-win season. It's Jimmy Butler's in the past, and I think what the Heat fans have to understand, Jimmy Butler wasn't going to appreciably improve this situation that was going to take Miami out of this purgatory called the NBA middle. That's where Miami is right now. You may want to take a step back and figure out what you want to do next, but trying to continue to compete every year right now is probably holding the Heat back. They need a year or two where they're deep in the lottery and they're not good. They have a chance to get a higher pick, bring in a couple of good young players, and start to build this thing up. Because one thing I'll tell you about the Heat, in the past, and listen, just because whatever Pat Riley wants to leave, he's going to want to leave. The staff, everybody's been there a long time in Miami. The staff that's there, the group that's there, knows how to build this thing up. And they know how to go sign the right free agents. There's been some not wonderful decisions the last few years, but I still have faith in this group that runs the show here. I'm not in this, you know, let's put Pat Riley out the pasture camp, but I am in the camp of be willing to break it down and start from scratch because I think that's what Miami needs.
There's still all kinds of parts here, and I did want to ask you, this Giannis thing keeps being names mentioned. I don't know what we could give Milwaukee back that we could get Giannis on this team. What are your thoughts? Because I don't think Giannis can be back with Milwaukee, do you?
No, listen, this is one of those rare situations where it makes sense for the star to move on and it makes sense for the team to move on from the star. Milwaukee has zero assets. They are going to be a middle-of-the-road team with Giannis. Think about this. What was his stat line last night? What was he? 30-23 and 12 assists last night?
Something like, crazy, yeah.
And they lost the game, Joe. Like, they lost the game. He's an unbelievable talent right now that's got about 3 to 4 years of good prime left. Milwaukee has to get assets and start from scratch. They've maxed this thing out. They made also very poor decisions. I did not like the Lillard trade for them at the time. It did not play out well. The Kuzma trade was a Hail Mary of absolute desperation and a player that just doesn't have it anymore and doesn't care all that much about basketball. And for Milwaukee, this is the only way they can get assets. The problem for the Heat in a situation like this is there's teams that need Milwaukee just as much that are going to be able to outbid them. Miami doesn't have enough to be able to go get Giannis. There's going to be enormous draft pick packages. You know, a team like the Houston Rockets, if they want him, he's theirs. A team like the Thunder, and I don't know if the Thunder would go after him because it doesn't fit into their salary structure per se, but if they want him, he's theirs. Like, Miami can't compete with that. And that's why I do think, like, the thought of getting Giannis and then trying to build around him with what's left is a very difficult thing. Listen, you may have to give a Bam and Hero in that deal. Is that worth it to you?
Yeah.
I don't know that it is. And the thing is, even if you do, other teams can come with more draft picks than you. And, like the Houston Rockets can give you Green and Şengün with 5 firsts. You're not competing with that.
Wow.
You're just not. And you know what I mean? That's the thing. Listen, Milwaukee's got the goods. They got the guy. This is their one move. They're going to max it out. They're going to get everything they can for Giannis, because after Giannis, there's nothing else to trade.
Gelty, what about Durant? 37-year-old, I believe, still scores 26, 27 a night. Could you see any scenario where he could end up with the Heat?
Yes, and short of Giannis, this is the most intriguing player that's going to be out there in the trade market this summer. And the reason I say that is because the market for him is not going to be four or five first-round picks. You're going to be able to put a couple of players, and maybe now players, because of where Phoenix is, into a deal with a first and 2 seconds, and that's going to be enough to get him. So the question becomes for the Heat, like, they have the salaries, and but do they have the player that Phoenix is going to want to get their arms around and feel like they can get him for Durant? I don't, like, listen, I can see the Heat doing it. I don't think it's a smart move for them, but I think they'll figure out a way to be in the mix and kick the tires a little bit, thinking that anything besides Bam and Hero, if they can bring Durant in with Bam and Hero, they have something for next year, but I think it's postponing the inevitable. Even if they do that, I don't think that's good enough. Durant's intriguing because Houston can keep a lot of picks and do it and go get him. I still wouldn't rule out a return to Oklahoma City, although I think that's probably remote. I would keep a very close eye on the Knicks. The Knicks could be in trouble in this series right now and losing last night. And if the Knicks blow a 3-1 lead in the first round of Detroit, not only do I think you'll see a new head coach in there, I think you'll see some roster changes. The Knicks right now are an unmitigated disaster for trading 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. Oh. I want you to think about this with the Knicks real quick, Joe. Okay, they traded Quentin Grimes to get Bojan Bogdanovic at last year's trade deadline. Look at what Quentin Grimes did for Dallas and Philadelphia this year. The Knicks have made the equivalent of a deal of Quentin Grimes and 5 firsts for Mikal Bridges, who, by the way, wasn't on the floor in a couple big moments last night because he was the one that Thibodeau pulled off the court to play the 2 bigs together. It's a disaster of a deal. It's left them bereft of picks and assets. Durant may be their Hail Mary this offseason.
Wow, that's a good sign. Hey, by the way, this one always pops up. For you, if you're running the Heat, Tyler and Bam still untouchable in a trade?
No one is untouchable right now. I think you have to look at the scenario of we may keep them both, we may trade one and keep the other, we may trade both. If you could get 3 or 4 first-round picks for Bam Adebayo and a really good young player, you may have to look at it. I just think that you do. I mean, not that Bam's old, but the Heat are now 3 or 4 years away from contending, and those 3 or 4 years are going to be based on making really good decisions in the draft and free agency and deciding who to pay and what to pay them. We're in the equivalent of a hard cap era in the NBA. You got to be really careful what you spend on. The days of just willy-nilly overspending on guys and thinking all it's going to cost is our billionaire owner an extra luxury tax money, no. You're not in that era. It hamstrings you from making other personnel moves. So when I look at the Heat here, I feel like you have to say, okay, what are we going to get if we trade these guys? Frankly, I think it's more likely Bam will get moved than Tyler Hero. He's a little bit younger, and he's shown himself to be a guy that you can lead and initiate offense with, and you got to pay somebody. But I wouldn't rule any of it out for Miami in this offseason.
Geltsy, by the way, I just want to let you know, I knew you were going to come on and tell us to keep Pat Riley because I feel the same way. Like, I think Riles has earned the right, and he's got good people around him. He's not sitting up there making dumbass decisions by himself. He's got a real good group around him, and I'm with you, man. I know a lot of young people around here want him out. Yeah.
It's not fair to punish him over Jimmy Butler. That's not fair. The Heat paying Jimmy Butler the same contract Golden State paid him was going to do nothing for Miami long term, and it wasn't going to make it. It was going to make it good enough to get to maybe at best advance around in the playoffs. But you just watch what Cleveland did to the Heat in 4 games. Do you, as good as Jimmy can be, and as good as he's playing for the Warriors right now, you think Jimmy was going to be the difference in that series?
No.
Come on now.
No.
That is the point. Trading Jimmy and moving forward was a vital part of all of this. Now they really have to do a big-time appraisal. Everybody's got to look in the mirror in the organization and have some self-awareness and say, where are we and what's the next best course of action? Because right now you're stuck in the middle. Right now you're like the Sacramento Kings. You're stuck in the middle. You're a little younger, and you have pieces that are more attractive to other teams than Bam and Hero, but you're stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's the decision that he'd have to make. Do we think there's enough here to go from the middle towards the top and be honest with yourselves, or do we have to drop down? And if, frankly, I would say this, in terms of making that decision and what direction to go, I would want no one other than Pat Riley to make it.
Yeah. Strong stuff today. Geltsy, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on. Yeah, this was a hot one here in South Florida. I appreciate it.
always my pleasure, Joe. We'll do it again soon, buddy. You
all
take
right,
care.
You got it. Brian Geltzeiler, SiriusXM, NBA Radio, and NBA TV. And by the way, we knew that, right, Woody? You knew Geltz was going to come. I figure he's I hadn't asked him. I figure he's a big Pat guy. Yeah, man. Don't let that 8-0 in front of in Pat Riley's name, don't let that change your mind, folks. He knows what he's doing. I believe he still knows what he's doing. I know a lot of people don't like the way he talks to people and all that stuff. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about hurricane season. It's right around the corner. And, boy, I want to let you know this, man. It is time to protect your home right now if you haven't done it. And my friends at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing would sure like to do it for you, do the great work for you. And if you're waiting going, man, one more year. I've been lucky the last couple. One more year. I got a leaky roof. I think I can patch it up, get through another hurricane season. Hey, man, what are you doing that for? Why not replace it when you can get that old roof now and pay later? How about getting a new roof right now and you can pay later? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews to get all this great work done. They got great people, great products to make sure you get quality work that will stand up against any big storm, whether it's the doors, whether it's the windows, or it's that roof. They're ready to go for you right now, doing it all. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. There's one thing you can do, and you know, and that is protect your home with the best products, and nobody's going to do it better than Loctite Impact for you. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com, or call 954-500-LOCK. Their professionals will answer the phone, answer all your questions, and get started covering all of South Florida. Is Loctite Impact waiting for you?